Get set, go!
All right, we have over here Jonathan Hines from the Fishing Vessel Horizon.
By the last round of the scallop shucking contest, the stage on Steamship Wharf was a gloppy mess. Hundreds of scallop shells littered a blue plastic tarp on the ground. It took longer to spray the whole place down than it did for the winners to shuck hundreds of bivalves.
Second best time of 4:44, surging.
But soon, a panel of judges took their seats and an MC explained the next event, a nautical tattoo contest.
So each contestant's going to walk on stage. They're going to show their tattoo to the judges.
With points for artistry, stage presence, and a good story. And there were some good ones. Like the tale from this Louisiana-born shrimper who resented everyone with a bigger boat than his custom-built skiff until one day he made enough money to buy a bigger boat.
The tattoo is Godzilla walking in the water in the Grand Isle Pass with some shrimp that's spitting fire, burning the guys who pissed him off.
He turned around to bare his back to the audience. Then there was Tanner.
I'm from Boston. Right now I'm on the Schooner Adventure as the engineer.
Who peeled off his shirt to reveal a giant squid sucking at his shoulder.
There's kind of a long story that involves a crazy night in St. Croix for the squid. But the short version is squid, they're kind of mysterious denizens of the sea and kind of proof that sometimes the sailors' tales are real.
Sailors' tales may sometimes be real, but sometimes the stories on their skin mix fiction and reality, like the tattoo on Scalloper Levi's arm.
My Captain Jimmy passed away 2 years ago, and he used to call me Popeye all the time. Because how strong I was, he couldn't believe it because I looked so skinny. But
while the judges tallied scores, contestant Terry Bungie.
I'm Terry Bungie. I'm from Newfoundland, Canada.
Showed off his sleeves of underwater splendor, both arms covered in a vivid language of the sea.
Goes right from the bottom with a treasure chest and some anemones, a squid and a diver and some sharks, some jellyfish. I got a message in a bottle.
Bungie told the story of several generations in his family being lost at sea. Now he works for the Fisheries and Marine Institute of Memorial University. In the end, his bright, evocative tattoos won the day.
You are the first place winner of our first ever nautical tattoo contest.
Sailors have been inking stories on their skin for millennia, but oddly, tattooing only became legal in Massachusetts 15 years ago. That's why plenty of sailors came to Rhode Island to get inked. Kristen Gourlay, Rhode Island Public Radio.
You won a $100 gift certificate to the new tattoo parlor.